to a Christmas and New Year's holiday special of Lost in Translation, Mom?
Chrismica.
Oh, I guess. But didn't Hanukkah finish, like, a few weeks ago?
Shh, Hanukkah is forever.
Anyway, so I'm May.
I'm Jay.
And so we'll be covering Mini Drama 2 and Mini Drama 3 and Twas a Digi Christmas, which we haven't seen yet, but I thought it was cute enough that we could mention it and it's not too spoilery. So first of all, we have the Digimon Adventure character song and mini drama number 2, which has is in three different parts, and it has Mimi, Sora, and Hikari's character songs for season 1, and it's got a plot that's sort of staggered between these songs. Like, this one is starts with Butterfly, then it has the first part of the drama CD, then it has...
Is that the Ghost of Digimon Future?
Go away. And then there's the next part after that.
Ghost of Digimon Past.
Has Koshiro's character song, and then it's the second part of the CD, the drama CD, and then it's Mimi's song, and then... Oh, no, Sora's in the first one. It's not Sora. It's Koshiro, Mimi, and Hikari. And then the third part...
Ghost of Pokemon Preferred.
the third part has Hikari's character song. And then it has, like the ending song, like, it has Keep On. And then it has, like, the original karaoke's of the character songs. Anyway, so the first part starts with Koshiro's typing on his computer, and Tentomon flies over. And because Koshiro seems, like, a bit nervous and, like, he's hiding something, Tentomon asks, what's he doing?
And he says, I'm ordering all my presents off Amazon.
And he's organising his clothes from to wear, like, in Try. So, yeah. Then Koshiro says, oh, I'm writing a love letter for someone for Christmas. So then all of a sudden, Ty jumps out of the bushes.
Wait, where was he? I thought he was at home.
No, somewhere, I guess.
In a park?
I assume so.
Get good Wi-Fi.
So, yeah, Ty jumps out of the bushes, and he's like, oh, who are you saying that to? And then everybody else shows up and says, yeah, who's it for?
Everyone was stalking him.
Yep.
Nice.
So, like, some people are sort of like, oh, I don't really mind. Like, I don't really want to know. And then, like, they decide they do know. Like, Matt's, he says, oh, I don't really want to know. But then he acts curious, and Gavin says, I thought you didn't want to know. And that's cute.
And Matt's like, what if it's me, though?
So while everyone's distracted, Koshiro says, Tentomon evolved to Kabuterimon. So Kabuterimon, like, flies them away. But the other children are worried at first because they think that Izzy's mad and he's going to get Kabuterimon to attack them.
That seems reasonable. There's no way that couldn't be wrong. That's definitely what's going to happen.
Yeah, but Kabuterimon is just used as an escape and they fly away. So they try and find him. And then when they're flying off, Palamon is able to use her poison ivy to grab onto Kabuterimon and pulls Izzy down. And then Mimi says, I always knew that Koshiro likes me. It's something that I always knew, and then it's not just Koshiro either. It's Tai, Chi, and Yamato, and Joe, and Takeru. Everyone likes me.
And also all the Digimon who are thrown on dates all the time.
So this part is called Mimi's Self-Conscious Plans for World Domination. And she says how her dream is to get all the boys to kneel before her because everybody loves her already. So obviously,
she seems like a great character.
Yeah, well, this is season one Mimi, so she's still a kid. She's 10 at this point, I think.
It's also kind of awful.
Ah. So, Gabumon and Goemon then say, what if it's written for Sora? And then they say, oh yeah, no, that's not a good match. They won't be a very good couple, so that'll just make everybody unhappy. So Joe says, oh, it must be for Hikari. And then Tai says that we would not allow that relationship, and that's not right. And then everyone just sort of says, oh, it must be for Mimi then, I guess. And then Hikari says at the end of this chapter, That's wrong.
As in she knows, or she's...
She just says she just disagrees with it.
Okay.
So that's not what he said. The third part, which is called Hikari's Weak Constitution, Kari says that she doesn't think it's for Mimi, so Mimi gets mad at her and for saying it's not her. So Hikari tells everyone that she's feeling sick, and then everybody gets mad at Mimi for making Kari feel sick.
Wow, they're both kind of awful people.
Mimi sort of so they start breaking the fourth wall, so it's probably not particularly canon because Mimi says, so are you saying that it's for you? It looks like you're pretty confident, but what proof do you have for what you said anyway? You came to this series right in the middle anyway. You just you just want to take away all the good parts for yourself, right? And then Kari's like, I feel sick. And then everyone's, you know, glaring at her and saying, oh, you made her sick. And then she's not really sure what she did wrong. Everyone's saying that she went too far. And then Tailmon wants to attack Mimi.
This is a weirdly violent little mini-drama.
Yeah.
The Dijon never attacked any of the other kids.
Yep. So Palmon evolves to protect Mimi. And so Togemon and Angel Woman start fighting.
Sick boxing match.
And then...
this is one of those moments, though, where you expect the Digimon to step in and be like, this is stupid, guys.
So, I think during this point, Koshiro, like, obviously is untied from Palmon's Poison Ivy because she's now Togemon.
Well, does he become itchy as a result of that?
I never know, because, like, in the last episode we saw that Mimi and Miyako are grabbed by Palmon, so maybe it's, like, she chooses when she wants to make it poison. Tentomon asks if Koshiro is okay, and then Koshiro says, thanks for helping me, and then Tentomon says, oh, who was the love letter for? And then Koshiro says, oh, it's Beep-san, because it's beeped out. So it's like, beep, and everyone goes, eh? But it almost sounded like he said Tai Chi, because like for the length the beep goes for, because I own the mini-dramas. So yeah, that's my theory.
Oh, so it's fully a mystery.
It's fully a mystery.
That's lame.
But there's quite a lot of punching through the fourth wall in this. For starters, Joe says that his glasses are not the same as Sho Tsurube, I think it is, and I think he's a Japanese actor. I had to look it up. Then Yamato says, why don't I ever have any impressive lines to say? I'm the most good-looking one.
Because you're really lame.
Then Sora says, let me have my say too then. Who said I acted like a stinky old woman? And then Patamon says, I want to evolve every week like everybody else. And then Taiji says, and my socks are not super loose.
Are they? I
forget. His socks are really saggy.
Okay.
So yeah, I like it. Like, pretty sure it's not canon, but it's cute. And I forgot to mention earlier that the first part is called Koshiro, A Love Unaccounted For.
Can we talk about the best thing on this page right now? It's Wikia, and there's a picture of Digimon and remembering the dark side of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Digimon
is the dark side of Yu-Gi-Oh! Apparently.
Yeah, I never realized that. But that super says that. So what did you think of the mini-drama?
I think that it's kind of stupid. I don't like when they're kids... I don't like when the kid Digimon are not stepping in to say that fighting the others is not a good plan, because we know they're more rational than the kids are, by and large.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they evolve, because they become adults in mindset as well. I think the concept is cute, but the fact that it devolved into conflict the way it did, it feels like the exact problem a lot of the shows have, which is the fighting for the sake of having a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened. Otherwise, I thought it was really fun. Cute, and I like the fourth wall breaking out.
Oh yeah, I love, especially Patamon saying that he wants to evolve every week, because I'm pretty sure he evolved like less than 10 times in the entirety of Adventure.
And self-awareness is really good. I like that a lot.
Also, as opposed to the other things, like Sora being worried that she's a stinky old woman and Joe having the same glasses as a Japanese actor, like that must be something that the fans were saying at that point.
Maybe.
So, especially with Tai's socks. So I think that's cute, like, they're clearly listening to what their fans think of the characters.
Ah, good old floppy socks.
Like, I liked it. I mean, I would have liked it to be released here, because same with the Wonder Swan games, you know, anything that's... Like, I like the idea of CD dramas. I think they're cute. The next one is Digimon Adventure Character Song Mini Drama 3, which comes with Butterfly, and then the first bit of the CD drama, Matt's song, the second bit of the CD drama, TK's song, and the third bit of the city drama, and then Shika de Guts. And this is the New Year's episode. Like how the Christmas one had a picture of all the kids setting up a Christmas tree and they're surrounding a cake and they're, you know, it's very cute. This one, they're doing the New Year's festival thing. And they actually mention New Year's as opposed to the last one, which they didn't really mention that it was Christmas.
They're very busy.
Yeah. So... this one starts with the DigiDestined talking about how none of them have had their first dreams of the year, which I've heard mentioned a lot in anime and any Japanese media, and it seems to be they have this belief that the first dream you have in the new year is going to represent how that year will go for you. Like, if you dream about, like, you're doing really well and studying really hard, that's, you might be doing well. And then there's this theory that I think you're meant to dream about Mount Fuji, an eagle, and an eggplant. So it goes, Ichi Fuji, Nitaka, San Tsunasubi, which means first Mount Fuji, second an eagle, and third an eggplant.
That's obviously specific.
Yeah. And if all the three of these things appear, you will have good fortune for the entire year.
Well, I'm glad that the dream I had last night was not 11 days later.
Yeah.
It'll be a nightmare about crap.
Yeah, that was spoopy. The children are talking about how none of them had their New Year's dream, and they're wondering what's happening. So Yamato, Takeru, Gabumon, and Patamon decide to investigate the matter. They discover...
The Midnight Hour.
Yeah, it's Persona now. They discover that they aren't the only ones who haven't had their dreams, and no one in the entirety of Tokyo has had their first dream. So Yamato has actually misheard that saying, and he thinks that it says... Mitaka instead of Nitaka, and Mitaka is a place. So they go to Mitaka and they're like, yeah, we have to go there because, he's 11, so he's misheard this thing and he thinks he's right about it. So suddenly Bakumon suddenly appears and...
The
ghost? No, not Bakemon.
Bakumon.
Which is like, and it's a yokai. There's also a character in Yokai Watch who's like that. He's Tapiamon in the English version and he looks like this.
Okay, he's a little genie elephant.
Yeah. So there's like this yokai who like eats dreams, and Baku, I believe, is the onomatopoeia for gobble gobble or eat. But there's this cute little exchange in this city drama that I know enough Japanese just was able to grasp that concept that TK says, Bakamon, as in, Baka meaning idiot. So I thought that was cute. And then...
Kanji.
Bakumon attacks them with his attack Nightmare Syndrome.
Is it implied that this one Digimon ate everyone's dream?
Yep.
That's crazy. Yep. How can he do that? That's a lot of dreams to eat. Wouldn't he be full after like two?
Well, that's just the yokai he's based on that does that.
No, but wouldn't he be full after like eating one person's dream? It seems really inefficient that one of them can eat everyone's dreams.
Well, I think it's just in Tokyo, like not in everyone in the world.
But still, but that's like a million dreams. That's several million dreams. In one night.
Yeah, so I've got it here that the Baku is a mythical animal similar to a tapir believed by the Japanese to eat dreams.
They're dicks.
So...
Joe says, Garr!
So suddenly they appear in a park and Matt hears Patamon's voice crying for help. But all that he is able to see is a kite, which is stuck in a telephone line above him. So then the kite starts talking, and he finds out that the kite's Patamon. Then Patamon sees a cat, and it turns out to be Takeru, and he sees Gabumon, and he's a lion head.
This is a bit trippy, just a bit.
So they find out they are actually inside of Takeru's dream right now, and...
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
This is what surprised me.
So Takeru explains that Patamon's a kite because Patamon always says how he wants to fly high in the sky and he can only sort of flap his wings slightly off the ground. And Gabumon's a lion head because he looks like one. That's his reason.
What?
That's his reasoning. Gabumon looks like a lion's head.
He doesn't. Not really.
Yeah. So then Bakumon says that they'll be stuck in TK's dream forever. Gabumon and Patamon are unable to evolve because they're a kite and a lion head. And then Yamato says, Takeru, if you're able to, like, this is your dream, so you can change things. And whatever you make to happen, happens. So, first of all, he's like, oh, yes, okay. And he tries, and then all of a sudden all this money appears.
He tries to Lucy dream.
Then a bunch of Moki appears, and then then some pudding, I think, appears too. And then everybody turns back to normal.
Great goose papa juice.
So Gabumon and Patamon are able to evolve, and they beat Bakumon. And then the third part is my favourite part, and it's called the Digimon New Year Performance. So they all...
The Digimon Shinkers.
Shinkers, like evolutions, like they're the Digimon evolutions.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is like a talent show, and I think this is... It's so cute. So first of all, Agumon shows up. And he's like, okay, This is my talent. I'm going to blow fire. And everyone says, that's boring, you always do that. And then Agumon says, then I'll evolve. And everyone says, but you always do that too. And can you do anything that's interesting? And then Gabumon's like, leave this to me. And then Gabumon takes off all his fur. And everyone's like, oh, whoa, so that's what you really look like. Then Palamon...
Is that a talent to take your clothes off?
Apparently.
Okay.
So Palamon then says, okay, I'm next. And then she starts talking like a cactus. So she has a conversation with Togemon without evolving. She just puts on Togemon's voice. And then Palamon asks Togemon herself, so how have you been lately? And then she puts on a Togemon voice and says, my skin has been like so dry these days. And then Palamon says, oh, you two, let me feel. Ouch, you really need to get that trimmed. You're a girl, remember? And then Togemon says, Toge!
Is that the sound that cactuses make?
Apparently.
Toge, Toge, Toge.
So everyone thinks that's pretty wonderful. Then Tentomon's impression, and I think this is one of my favourites, Tentomon starts talking without his Kansai dialect. So he just talks normally, and everyone's like, wow!
And then, I really want to hear that, actually.
I've got it, we can listen to it.
Okay.
So, yeah. The next one is Piyomon, who starts making the sounds of a bird, and then she makes the sound of the Okinawa rail, which is like a train. And Sora's very impressed, and she's the only one clapping. And then Taichi says, does the rail really sound like that? And then Gomon comes up next, and because Gomon's hilarious, he just does seal sounds, but they all sound the same. But Joe is very proud. And Mimi says, yeah, they all sound the same. Then Tailmon decides to do her talent. So she puts on a cutesy voice and says, I will now chase my own tail, Nyan. And she starts chasing her tail and nyaing. And everyone's really amazed by this. I'm like, wow, she's moving so fast. And Hikari says, that's not really like you. That's not your character. So then Patamon says, all right, I'm last. Patamon, de-evolve. Tokomon. And it's like, wow, we've never seen that before. Someone can de-evolve. And everyone's really impressed. So Tokomon says, this is my impression. I will now burn a mosquito repellent inside my mouth. So this is like a reference to those pig ceramic mosquito coil holders. And then Joe says, wow, it's been a long time since I saw a pig-shaped incense holder. And then Tokomon says, hey, I'm not a pig. And then Tekuri says, oh yeah, Tokomon has the best impression. And then Yamato says, no, Gabumon's the best because he showed bravery.
I don't really get it. Why did he burn one in his mouth? Is that a talent? Is it that his mouth is tough?
Well, yeah, I guess, because he's still burning something, and he's, like, keeping his mouth open, because, you know, I think it's another sort of case of breaking the fourth wall. Like, we've seen Tokomon have that huge mouth with huge teeth.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then Taichi, everyone's arguing about whose Digimon's the best, and Taichi starts talking to Agumon and says, oh, don't worry, Agumon. You can think of something that's better for next year, all right? And then Agumon's sulking. He's like, oh, I can do a good one, too. And then he says, look, hey, everyone, look at my impression. And then he blows fire. But everyone ignores him because they're all arguing. And Agumon says, oh, no one's listening to me. Then he gets mad and he's like, Agumon, Shinka, Scale Greymon. And then everyone runs off and screams. So what did you think of the plot of the
I'm really enamored with Tentomon speaking totally normally.
Well, I'm pretty sure that would just be his voice actor speaking his normal voice.
I know, but like you have to present it because it still has a sound like Tentomon but without an accent.
Mm.
Which is weird because I don't recognize the accent. Right?
Mm.
But it's still really interesting.
Yeah. I think Talmon's is cute too, because she puts on a different voice as well.
Yeah, that's adorable. Everyone's clapping, and I like the reactions. I like when, the bird impressions, and it's just Sora clapping, like, yeah, it was great! And not even noticing that no one else cares.
Oh, same with Joe, because Gomon was just making the same sounds.
But I don't think he was clapping, per se. He was like, that was great.
Yeah. Yeah, so I really like that.
This is my first seal impression. Bark, bark. This is my Wallace impression.
Bark, bark. So, these mini-dramas, I think, are less serious as the other ones. They seem more jokey, like, more for fun. Like, I believe the other CD dramas are slightly more serious, and...
Get serious!
I'm not entirely sure if the other CD dramas are considered canon, but I, for memory, that... they are taken a bit more seriously than this. And I like that this is sort of like... they're very short mini-dramas. They're all just a few minutes in length. But yeah, they make me happy.
It's very cute, at least.
So I'm going to finish the show with a line that Kari says in the English version. Of course, this is 100% silence. in the Japanese version. We watched it just before. It wasn't really that many spoilers. It mentions Ken, but unfortunately...
I think it confirms a theory of mine. Think, maybe.
Yes, yeah, so let me go to this and then we can talk about that slightly, sure. Because it sort of counts as a bit of, you know, what you think of before, but it's not a super big spoiler since Jay already knows that Ken isn't bad forever.
Spoilers.
So anyway, it goes...
Agumon, you are the best present ever. Can you stay through till New Year's?
I thought you'd never ask me.
Whee! Be careful, guys. You just ate. Whee! I don't want you losing your Christmas dinner on my bed.
Tell me a Christmas bedtime story. What's your time?
I know one. 'Twas a Digimon Christmas and everyone was busy, especially the likes of Tentomon and Izzy. Joe played with Gomamon, Matt and Gabumon ate. Palmon saw Mimi. Isn't that great? Cody and Upamon shared a little sushi, while Perurumon sat on Yoli's tushy. Tokomon went caroling. Ken's thankful for friends, while in Davis's dreams, the fun never ends. Good night now. Merry Christmas.
It was adorable, but also awful.
And also, I'm pretty sure Tokomon's actually just yawning because they're ready for bed and TK's brushing his teeth. So they're not really going caroling, they're just getting ready for bed. But I guess Tokomon's got a big mouth, so I guess that's
it's
why they got
that. It's the English translation being like, his mouth is open, he's singing. How do you make this Christmassy?
So, what's your theory that you think was proven?
That Ken's... Crest is the crest of friendship.
Oh.
Because it's the antithesis of what he's doing, being the one who's alone. So when he gets the dark seed out of him, he will really be happy to have lots of friends around.
Right.
And it will make a lot more sense than Matt having it, because all Matt did was punch Ty a lot.
Yeah, well, Ken's not too nice at the moment.
Yeah, no, but because he's been evilized, which could, like, reverse his crest. So I could see that if, say, Ty got Darkseid, he'd become a huge coward.
Mm. Right, so you think that that's what the Darkseid is?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay. So anything else you want to say that's seasonal?
Happy Hanukkah, everybody!
Yep. I hope you guys have a happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. And we look forward to making new podcasts in the new year. Episode 33 will be coming out Christmas Day... No, Boxing Day for us, Christmas Day for... everyone else.
It's
but
a busy
day. That's exciting. But
I
love
Digimon. Merry Christmas to me.
Yeah. But I'll be also editing episode 33 early, so I don't have to edit it during Christmas. Like, I'm probably going to edit this episode and episode 33 at the same time, but I'll just upload it.
Harry edited it.
Gosh, you're really obsessed with that line.
He pocketed it.
So I'm going to link the show notes in the description as always. And thanks to our patrons, Stephen Padamon, who you can follow at Stephen Padamon on Twitter, Wu Qinglong, who has a Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/WUQINGLONG, Metal Marmemon, Joe, and Thunder.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a merry holidays and New Year and stuff.
Merry Pringles.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, my song for you.